Okay.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. All right.
Let's just thank God for an opportunity to be alive at this time. Don't look at the slides yet, because there was a quiz I wanted to do, and apparently the answer is right here on the board. And we'll get to that. But I thank God for the reason why I'm here is Pastor invited me. I mean, we were at the hospital last week, and we prayed. And, you know, the Lord has been motivating some things in our hearts. And I look at my life, I mean, since I relocated to this country, it's a good thing to be in this country. Very, very great. And I thank God for the opportunity to be here with you all. And we're going to be looking at things, and it has to do with health and how it has impacted my family. That's why I'm here, and that's why I'm doing this. So I've got a little quiz. Just look at me. Praise the Lord. Bible said that let your moderation, your gentleness, your temperance, everything be, you know, Philippians 4:5, be known unto all men. Okay, here I am. I'm sitting down. And I would imagine if all of you wanted to do the same thing I'm doing. I mean, just like lean forward, remove the lace of your shoes, you know, and then kind of remove your shoes. And then if you want to wear your shoes again, you just lean forward conveniently and just put it on. Now, if that is very difficult for you to do, then you want to pay attention to what you want to learn tonight. Do we understand that? Does anyone have problems doing that? Because I know sometimes when we eat so much and eat so much over many weeks, it's very hard to implement over and remove the shoes or put on the shoes. I mean, when that begins to happen or it's happening, please pay very close attention. And then the next quiz or the next thing I want to ask us is, four frogs on a log. I wish that slide wasn't up. I should have asked this question before. Okay, no, it's already there. Four frogs are sitting on a log. And one decides to jump. How many frogs are left on the log? But can anyone tell me the answer? Four. Well, two. Well, it's five. The answer is still five. The idea is that's because deciding and acting are not the same. A frog decided to jump, but it's still sitting down on the log. It hasn't jumped yet. That's just what that is. So because deciding and acting are not the same thing, we know this to be true. But how many times have you decided to learn something different, but then found a year or two later, no progress has been made? So innovation happens only through action. No strategy is great until it is actually executed, and no one grows without making new choices. So the center of my coming and showing out this slide has to do with health, particularly individual health, family health, and, you know, believing and knowing that it is the word of God, it's the promise of God for us to be in health, even as our soul prospered, Dodgeon 2. And let's see how this will go. Next slide. All right, I like this title. It says, Feed the Eagles and Starve the Turkeys. It's one of the things I read online, and that caption, that publication. And the importance is that only one thing is needful. You know, when we find ourselves maybe in our homes, in our lives, there are so many things crowding us, not letting us, you know, concentrate on what is needful. So many things are drawing our attention. That person just had that issue. Somebody calls me there. I mean, you can be all to everybody. So, few things are very important, and those important things, usually they don't stand right in front of you. It is the less important things, which are the turkeys. The more important things are the eagles, and we know what an eagle is. An eagle can soar, looking right into the sun, and just take it up all the way. You know, it's a bird that no other bird can compete with when it comes to strength, and the believers are compared to eagles. So turkeys are just down there. They cannot fly. They're just full of flesh and everything. So we want to starve turkeys in our lives and feed the eagles. And I can tell you, your spirit, your born-again spirit is an eagle. Your born-again spirit needs to be what? Fed. Your born-again spirit, one third of you is walked with the Holy Ghost. Bible talks about it in 1 John, I think 5:19, says that as he is, so are we in this world. As in, we have been recreated, we are a new man. And that new man, how much food do I give it? So that's why I was putting that the story of, you know, look, that's Mary and Martha. And, you know, Mary sat at the feet of Jesus. Martha was encumbered with doing all the party things and food. And okay, and Jesus said, she has chosen the thing that is needful, and it will not be taken from her. So we're not going to... That was that story there just represents that feed the eagles, starve the turkeys. The voice activate your authority and power. Let's quickly open to Luke chapter 10 now, where he commissioned the disciples. I'll try not to read too many, so that way I don't slow down and be able to go through all these slides. Luke chapter... where it said he has given them authority and power. Sir? Luke chapter 10, verse 19. Behold, I give you power. No, actually, I think it's Matthew. I'm sorry, I should have put the scriptures. Can we see that slide? Yeah, there it says, behold, I've given you authority and power to cast out devils. Yeah, it's the same story comes in many passages, but the one that is... Okay, Matthew chapter 10. So, yeah, it says, and when he had called unto him his 12 disciples. So that's a continuation from the end of chapter 9. And there was a need. The need there was, the harvest is truly plenteous and the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord that we send forth laborers. And then he commissioned these 12. So he gave them power against unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all manner of sicknesses and all manner of diseases. So there are many things I'm trying to bring out from this passage. God has given you and I the power and authority over what's unclean spirits, over sicknesses, over diseases. And the disciples went out and demonstrated God's power. You know, they came back at one time and said, we saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. So you and I have the power. If there's any sickness or any family, no matter how small, don't take it for granted. Speak to it. Mark chapter 11, Jesus saw a fig tree afar off. He was hungry, and he approached it with all the leaves. One thing I learned is that fig trees produce figs when the leaves are there. So he was expecting, there should be figs on those trees. He got there, no figs. And and Bible says Jesus answered the fig tree. That means this fig tree was speaking to him like a hypocrite. See, I'm good, I have the leaves, but nothing. Jesus didn't like that. He is the creator, he is the maker of all things. You are talking to me, no figs. He cursed it, and the thing died instantly. So another confirmation of the same story showed that it was instant, but the one in Mark 11 said it came by the next day, and it was all dried from the root. So God has given us the power and authority to speak to the mountain, to the problem. Don't pray to God to heal you. You speak to the illness. Pain in my foot, I rebuke you and I command you to go in the name of Jesus. So that's the power you and I have, and we want to exercise it. And then the other thing I put there is that God designed us to be foragers. And what do I mean by that? Foraging means like, you know, animals that like you see in the forest, just picking things and eating. You know, the truth is that, look at what we eat today. Sometimes what we eat a lot today, the reason behind a lot of sicknesses and diseases, And if you look at Genesis chapter 1, verse 29, it tells us the food, the primary thing God wanted mankind to eat. And that was plants-based diet. But man, when sin came, things changed. We started, even animals, if you read verse 30 of the same Genesis chapter 1, it told us there that animals were supposed to feed on plants too. So expect that the lion was supposed to be eating plants and not animal killing animals. But sin just, you know, disorganized and derailed the creation and the perfect scenario that God created. But in wisdom, we want to begin to learn how to correct some of the things. I mean, it takes time to disabuse somebody of, you know, wrong precepts, wrong teachings. I mean, Jesus suffered, experienced that during his time, because the religious people of his time, you know, they have already changed the tradition, by the tradition of men, they've already changed the things of God, you know, they've turned things right side down, upside up. And Jesus had to, like when he was teaching us to pray, one of the first things Jesus did was to first tell us not how to pray. He said, look at the Pharisees. I mean, he was talking about the hypocrites. He said they love to pray. So even hypocrites love to pray. And this is how they do it. But you, when you pray, you do it this way. So he was kind of disabusing the situation before he gave the truth. So we want to also help and share some information that would help us as we have, as a family, have adopted and has really helped us in the past few years. Honestly, I've seen dramatic changes since I came. I came in 2010, this is 2014, and I'm doing this, by the grace of God, in collaboration with my wife. She's not here, she has to be at work, and we looked into this together. We took a lot of those pictures, you will see. Now, the other thing I wrote is that our body is miraculous. Jesus Christ is the designer. He's the best designer. You know, he's the ultimate, the chief master maker of everything. He made our body, and our body has the power to heal itself naturally, as long as you put it in the right ambient and environment. It's like somebody having, let's say, high blood pressure. They'll tell you the number one enemy is what? If somebody had high blood pressure, does somebody know? Salt. Salt is your number one enemy. That the first thing they do is to take away salt out of your life. Because that, if you can't be on any medication or treatment and still make it if salt is still there. You understand? So that means, what is salt doing in the body? It just creates more water retention, and then when there's more volume in the body, the heart has to do more to pump more, and then it's worsening the situation until it leads to very fatal, you know, stroke and things like that. Now, the flesh profits nothing. John chapter 3, verse 6. What is of the flesh is flesh. What is of the spirit is spirit. John chapter 6, verse 63. That's the title there. You know, and the words that I speak to you, they are what? They are spirit and they are life. And that's like what Mary chose, the other scripture we read. And we want to know that what is flesh is flesh. What is spirit So, things that we are trying to learn tonight has its spiritual roots, and we don't want to miss that. Romans chapter 7, you know, and chapter 8, you know, have so many scriptures that talk about the law and how God has redeemed us from, you know, the law, and we can just take that as references. We are God's elect, you know, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, you know, called to show forth God's praises, 1 Peter. So this all, I just put all this on that eagle staff, feed the eagles, starve the turkeys. We should know what is important, which sometimes are not readily standing before us, and what is non-important, which cry aloud around us every day. Can you help me with the next slide? Thank you. This is a saying that I do not want us to forget. Because what we eat is either dead or living food, and I will explain as we go. Now, that's what God recommended for mankind and animals. Genesis 1, 29, 30. You can look at it while you're sitting down. And look at that picture. It's like the shape of a heart. And, I mean, that's good for your heart. Praise the Lord. It says what? Let food be thy medicine, and medicine be thy food. That was written many years ago by Hippocrates. And if you look at, just think about it a little bit. Let food be thy medicine. That means each time you need medicine, what should be your medicine? Food. But not only food. Now, if and medicine thy food. That means each time you are eating, you are taking the medicine. What does Proverbs chapter 17 verse 22 say? It said, a merry heart doeth good like medicine. What does Proverbs chapter 4 verse 22 tell us? It says that it shall be what? Life to all their flesh. That means it was talking about the word of God, you know. So we see how our body can be revived in through the word of God. And also by God's grace, by the time we look at all this food and all they can do. So I wrote something down, said living food gives what? Living fuel, and living, which produces what? Living cells in our body and healthy body. I can guarantee you, if you take out of the ground a fresh carrot, clean it, it's still alive, isn't it? It's a plant, isn't it? Living. There are good, healthy enzymes inside and nutrients inside that carrot that you pick out of the ground. If you could juice it and drink it, you're drinking, if you put it under the microscope, you'll see the same moving enzymes as in living organisms inside that juice. Do we see that? And you consume living things like that. That is what God recommended that would give our body what? Life. But what do we do today? Kill the cow, drain all the blood, the animal is already dead. It's in the freezer, frozen to death altogether. Then we boil it, cook it, and we tell ourselves, well, this is protein, that is that. Or, for example, God made human beings and animals to what? Feed their young, to nurse their young. And every milk of any animal or human being should feed its what? Offspring. But I think it's only man that go outside that scope and be drinking the milk of cow. Even they pump babies with it right from back, you know. But that's not right. We're supposed to avoid some things that are not, because some of those things have hormones, they have, you know, the DNA that suits the offspring of the animal, and you're not trying to feed it into the body of man. It's always caused problem, and the problem has ever been there. So you see all those vegetables, and those are the kind of stuff we are very familiar with, and I encourage us to go after them. Next slide, please. All right, so there is a movie called Fork Over Knives. I don't know how many of us have seen that movie. It's a very interesting movie. We borrowed it from the library about 2 years ago. That was really a pointer for me and my family. You can borrow it from the Phoenix Library. It's a movie, that's a trailer, so I don't know, I can't open, I don't want to spend time about it, but you can just check on YouTube, it's at Fox Overnight, and the message there is, whatever food you eat with fork is like the better thing for you. Salad, you know, you use forks. Any food that use knife to eat, it involves some kind of meat, isn't it? And that's not really always healthy. And there was a report in that movie, this is very amazing. We all know that was World War II. And during World War II, there was a country, all the many countries in Europe. Hitler, what did he do? He commandeered all their animals, you know, their hogs, pigs, and all that, from their farms to feed his army. So those countries were left with what? Vegetarian diet. I think Norway or Poland was the one they mentioned in that. It's in that movie, you need to just see it. And they drew a chart of their health, in the national health, you know. Their health improved when Hitler removed all the animals from their farms and commandeered them to his country. And then after the World War, you know, their famine continued and they're back to their normal diet, and their health declined again. And they were showing in that movie operations where human beings are split in the front, in the middle, and their hearts are being opened, and they're using, you know, scalpels like that to pull out strings of accumulated fat. It's horrible. You want to say that this is a human being, ate himself to this condition? We will learn as we go. Next slide, please. Next slide, sir. Thank you. Praise the Lord. Okay. Yeah, sorry. Maybe it's a picture that it's trying to load up or something. Praise the Lord. Are we enjoying this? Are we getting some information that's very vital? Thank you. Thank you. Oh, okay. The memory of the computer. Okay.
Oh, which one is it?
Oh, yeah, that one.
Yeah,
yeah, coloring
it.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah. Let's go to the next one.
Thank you. Wow. Okay. Praise the Lord. I have an idea of what I have in the next slide, so I'll be saying it as we are waiting for that to come up. If you look at health and nutrition, generally there is what we call calorie value that we need per day. And it's very easy. Online, there is a website that you could just open and then put your age, your weight, your height, and how much activity you do on a daily basis. And it will suggest to you about what calorie you need to consume to be okay every day, which is good. And now we are now left with all choices, isn't it, to make up that calories. What can you eat? So many things. So I'm not really so much here about stopping us from taking what we want or eating, but rather trying to make the right choices. So I did for myself this calorie estimate, and it gave me about 2,000. So usually an average adult usually needs about 2,000 calories. And so the next thing, how do you get these calories? From foods. Most of the foods we buy, you know, you see calorific values in the labels, and it's a very important step for us to know how to read labels of everything we buy for many reasons. Number one, to know how much proportion of calories are available in what we are buying, and also to know what ingredients those foods are made of. Now, there are some ingredients that are not safe and not healthy, because we are living in a world full of what? Processed, dead food, and also with chemicals. A lot of chemicals are in the food. Even in the methods some foods are grown, chemicals are used, and those chemicals are really in the food, in terms of, you know, GMOs, I think genetically modified, you know, fertilizers, sprays for insects and things to just like produce the food in such a quick, you know, sometimes the chicken that people eat, for example, they could be maybe from hatching to ready on the table, could just be maybe 3 months, 2 months. I mean, that's too quick. How do they achieve all those things? So we want to learn what is on the labels of everything we buy. And as much as possible, some other items that we can buy as organic, I will show us as the pictures progress. So this is what I did for myself. And I realized that, okay, I need to consume 2,158 calories, a very conservative number. So I put my height, my age, and they have just a second step of the level of activity, and that's what I have. So the next slide shows us label, and I wanted to point the very important information. This slide shows daily sodium intake. Like we talked about salt earlier, very, very delicate, feature in our food. We must be very careful how much sodium we consume. And the daily intake should not exceed 1,500 milligrams per day. And there is the number one enemy for high blood pressure. However, the opposite mineral that is very good for the heart and also for the body is potassium. And potassium-rich foods are very things you know. See them, we have sweet potatoes, other potatoes, greens, mushrooms, lima beans, peas, bananas, spinach. And the other is in the order of importance. As in, you will get more potassium from sweet potatoes than you would from, let's say, grape or honeydew or melon. Next slide, please. Now, looking at nutrition facts on labels, I can pass this slide around afterwards so that we can study it carefully. We have amount, two, three important information, the serving size. So all those numbers in percentages, they are based on what comes out of the serving. So when they say one slice is a serving, and then it tells us also that the total fat in that one slice is 10 grams, which is a 15% of your daily value need. And then your daily percentage, which is at the bottom, is actually based on how much calorie. So if I eat one slice of this food, and I need 2,000 calories in a day, I get 10 grams, just one slice, I get 10 grams of fat, and then that is just 15% of my daily value. But realize that we don't usually eat one slice, we eat many. And next slide, please. Okay, this is a product I love. I eat it at work sometimes. It's Asian grain crackers, and it has a label. I'm sorry it's not very clear, but I think we just need to get this across to one another, and then we look. So the nutrition table also tells us the serving size, maybe three pieces of these crackers, and it tells us the number, and it also tells us what we find it. Now, one very important thing you want in every label of foods as much as possible is to see fiber. Fiber content is very important. Many foods don't have fiber content, and those are not healthy food at all. Now, what fiber does in our body is it helps to move what we eat. So imagine you eat something and it's not moving in your intestines, it's just like staying in one place. That's unhealthy because food has to move, and then the waste should be excreted and the nutrients absorbed. But food lacking in fiber prevents that very well. And by God's grace, I trust we will go further on our own and check more things about what we are talking about, because this has to be brief. Next slide, please. Here at 76. So we talked about salt. Honestly, all of us must cut down salt. Forget about whether I think I have it here or not, or I have. Cut down salt, the earlier the better. The earlier the better. If you're above certain age, salt is no longer a friendly thing in your food. And these are six things that bring a lot of salt. There are certain kind of breads and rolls, which we must be very careful with, because they are very salty. Now, cold cuts and cured meats. Now, we don't eat any of all that. So anything on this chart are things we avoid. As in, when I say avoid, as in, we don't go out buying it, or you don't come see it in the house. Well, if they serve it somewhere in the patio, I could give myself a treat that day. It's like a treat, really. Taking a can of soda outside is like a treat, really. I know I shouldn't take it. So it's not as if we are perfect or we have arrived, but the good thing is that we have taken off. We are not where we were. And soups are very high in sodium. So you better learn to make soup. I learned to make soup. So I started about 2012. December, and since then up to today, I eat soup every week in the house. I love garlic soup. I know how to make it. You can invite me, I can invite you over. Come and taste it. Very great. I love garlic soup. And garlic, because garlic is a good natural antibiotic. It's good in the body. And even though it smells out of my body sometimes, but forget it, it's very good. I enjoy it. So learn to make soup for yourself and put all the ingredients in what in moderation. And sandwiches, poultry, you know, depending on how you make them, salt can be very high. And many people eat pizza. Pizza is so common. We try to avoid as much as possible. But the children, and even I too, can't help it when we find it outside the house. Praise the Lord. So we should learn to know what we produce and make for ourselves in the home, and what runs into us outside. We cannot go out there and just shun ourselves 100%, you know. I say we won't eat anything through work. Food will come across your way, but somehow when you learn the truth, you will know that, this is not for me, you know. And then if you have to for any reason, you just know it must be moderated. Next slide, please. Now, here's in our kitchen. I'm showing certain food items there. We have a bag of rice, which is brown rice. And it has a label at the back, so it tells us the serving size. You won't believe it, the serving size is probably like half a cup. And hardly will anybody here be satisfied with half a cup of cooked rice. I mean, half a cup dry. So when you cook it, I don't know how much that will become, but we need to cut down on our servings. We should learn what labels, understand serving size. That way we are not overeating anything, and at the same time, we are aware of what ingredients and components are in the substance we are eating. Now, I have chia seeds there. Chia seeds, is a superfood, is a supplement. It's very good. And what we do is that we put it inside water like this. It soaks after many days. It was Brother Emeka that introduced this to us when my father-in-law came in 2012. I really didn't know about it then. But ever since then, we introduced it into our oats, when we make oats for the family, or into smoothies, when we blend smoothies. We make smoothies a lot every time. Right now, because it's cold, we kind of reduce that, because we usually put it in the refrigerator. Now, we eat a lot of fruits. We use olive oil, extra virgin, cold-pressed olive oil, and it's organic. And right on top of the refrigerator is our carrot juice, or juicing machine. It's specifically made for carrot, actually, and we drink a lot of carrot juice. Carrot, celery are very important to give those living nutrients. And unfortunately, we still have to buy it from the store, isn't it? I mean, if we could have a garden in a backyard and plant those things, it would be great. But just go for organic carrots, which you readily get. A lot of these things, like Costco and maybe on the Sam's Club, you get them in big quantity and very affordable. We eat a lot of beans. Beans are very good. They contain good fiber and very good nutrients, and we have several of them. And what's happening in that bag? I'm not sure. Okay, next slide, please. Okay, so we have kale. Kale is a wonder vegetable. Please don't let it out of your diet. Just go get it and start eating it. Kale has a lot of iron. It has so many uses. So I leave you to search the rest online. Almond. Now, you see almond milk, the breeze, and almond milk, the two bottles of them. We have cashew nuts, even though that's not critical, but it's very good. We have avocado oil. We have broccoli. We have potatoes. Now, we get those sweet potatoes, two of them in front, the other ones in the table. We get them from Costco. They are organic. They are very good. Like you saw in the other slide, that potatoes are number one source of what? Potassium. Thank you. So you're following me. All right. Potatoes are very great. And that's Joel's favorite. That is what she eats. You can eat it 3-10 times a day, and that's very good with broccoli. If you put, and then the other oil we use in the house, there's a wonder oil. It's a plant-based oil. It's coconut oil. We buy it also from Costco. Coconut oil, you can use it for many things, and I'll list all of them quickly. You use it to cook, you can use it to fry your egg. We use it as, that's what I still rub on my body coming here to church after taking a shower. We use it as body cream, coconut oil. It's very good. It absorbs into the skin. If you rub it, it doesn't smell like some oil that will just stay, you know, and like absorb oil in. Coconut oil will go right deep into your skin, and it nourishes, it heals. You know that shepherds in the olden times, like the Bible times, flies come around their sheep and all that. The way they help the sheep not to be, you know, flies floating around and making a mess, they rub oil into their fur, into their wool. And they use things like, you know, shea, olive oil, because those are produced locally there, and, you know, maybe coconut oil. But coconut oil is really good. You can use coconut oil for what they call oil pulling. Now, think about this. The Bible times of Moses, were there dentists doing anything? But those people had good dentition, you know. In my office, they brought us a long list of insurance things about dental. I couldn't believe they do all those dental procedures. The pages upon pages, and the line upon line, and they had so many things, and there were prizes with it. And I'm surprised that people would subscribe to all those things. But if you use coconut oil to do what they call oil pulling, just scoop a spoon into your mouth and swish for like 20 minutes. All the bacteria in the mouth that either cause odor or, you know, infection in the mouth, whatever, it will be dead. And just go spit it out and wash your mouth. They call it oil pulling. You can use sesame seed oil for that, which we have in the refrigerator, or coconut oil. And with that, you can automatically replace fluoride-based mouthwashes and all that. All those things are just gimmicks. Let me tell you the truth. Coconut oil and sesame seed will do a better cleansing in your mouth than all those fluoride-based. And we have also eliminated fluoride in our toothpaste. I'll show you what we use later on. So we have some organic something, something, the flaxseed. And that's it. Next slide, please. Okay, we've seen these almond nuts, milk, the milk and all that. I mean, now let me talk about the milk briefly. When I came in 2010, grapes, because we had paper before I relocated, so as a little child, every child needs a glass of milk, isn't it? And what do we give them? Dairy milk. We stopped dairy milk, 100%. And what we noticed as at then, that she used to give him dairy milk, and this boy would drew so much stuff, you know, from his nose, breathing problems. We even had to take him to the hospital one time somewhere, and they were putting him inside this machine. They were going to x-ray his chest to see whether there was moisture there. It was so terrible. Then God just opened our eyes, you know, through knowledge. He helped us to discover that dairy milk actually has a lot of allergies. How much more people, and that time we were drinking organic DHA milk, as in dairy milk. We used to buy it from Fry's that time when we were living at 44th Street. It was in boxes like this too. So it was more expensive than just the milk in the gallon then. We were buying it was dairy. But it was still having allergy, you know, with the DHA, the nutrients and all that. But the moment we stopped dairy milk and we switched to plant-based milk, we first switched to soy milk, only to read further again, and knowledge keep coming. Let me tell you the truth. Bible says that in the latter times, knowledge shall increase and men shall run to and fro. That's very, it's a mouthful. And the knowledge came again that, no, soy milk is still not it, even though it's plant-based. And we switched to almond. Now, as you can see, there is real almond nuts, which we all know. Now, all this is available at Costco. People go inside the cold fridge there and take it in a pack of three. So we don't take dairy anymore. And Joel, she came, she didn't meet dairy. She didn't meet, you know, favorite is probably still sauce on cereal. You know, the cereal, like, is already ready to eat, just pour milk. We don't take any of that anymore. All we take is oats. Why? Because oats guarantees and ensures longevity of life. Some people that are very, you know, what they call them, centenarians, people that are over 100 years old. Some of them, they've asked them, what's the secret of this? I tell you, we eat oats every day, you know? People tell you, they eat beans, onions, every day. Those are the secret, those are good things. You will never hear them telling you meats and burgers and, you know, hot dogs. No, those things don't promote life. They bring sickness. So, thank you. Next slide, please. All right, I think Grace just went and brought some more bottles and kinds of things. So we have oats, we have other lentils. How many of us like lentils? How many of us eat lentils? How many of us like lentils? It's very sweet. Peas, let me tell you, the things that are very good and healthy, they may not appeal sometimes. You know, you're like, oh, what is this? This is not what is the norm. The norm is not always the best. The common thing is not always the best. That's just the truth. So we know these are other fruits. There are many other things I couldn't bring out. Otherwise, there won't be enough space, you know, to put all the things. There's so many things in the fridge. I can't even remember so many things up on right now. But just letting you know that whole grains, fruits, citrus, vegetables, and all these seeds like chia seeds, flax seed, hemp seeds, all those things go in a long way. And then brown rice. We don't eat white rice also. I mean, that we eliminated that very early too. When I came in 2010, we used to buy them in small square boxes like that. The white rice in a blue bag, in a box. We've stopped. We switched to white rice. Then I think brown rice, thank you. And then we also eat quinoa. How many of us know quinoa? Do we like it? Very nutritious. Highly nutritious. It has so much nutrient, and trust me, all these grains, they have high protein in them too. Better than, I mean, these are the right proteins. There's enough proteins in plant-based diet. You're not, if you switch to some of this stuff, and then for animal food that we eat, I shouldn't leave that out because it doesn't mean that we have already converted to vegetarians, you know, like that. We eat fish, but what we eat is what the Bible tells us. If you look at Leviticus chapter 11 and Deuteronomy, I think chapter 14, it talks about there are dietary laws there. And you know, the Jews today follow it very well. They call it kosher. The Jews call something kosher diet. And that's because they are trying to stay strict to what the Bible recommended. The Bible said that when we eat fish, it should be fish with what? Scales. If any fish that doesn't, you know those catfish, all those things we like back home, they're not healthy. Fish with scales are good. And we only buy wild-caught salmon. And wild-caught because that is farm-raised equivalent. Farm-raised, don't trust it. I mean, our scientists are very good. They pump them with things. They put so many things. They will color them. That's not good. Buy the wild-caught, the one they go deep into the sea, because those fish eat natural, you know, and they're the best. So, and there are many species of them. There's the sockeye, there's the wild Alaskan. So they're all available in Sprout. And trust me, they do sales on them a lot. We bought them in large number of pounds, and we're buying them like $4.99, which these are fish that usually retail like $12.99. We bought them really low. So you just need to keep an eye and change your desire, you know. So salmon and chicken. And the chicken we buy is usually not something hormone traded or something. I think we get them from Sprout, you know, and very healthy, as in no chemicals, no hormones, nothing. You just need to avoid anything that has hormones. And most times, when you find them, they either have a sticker or logo that says organic, or they will say there was no hormone. They must mention it. When they don't mention anything, then you are at the risk of just getting whatever has been produced in any way. Thank you. Can you go to the next slide, please? Now, here are other things we use in the home. Soaps, toothpaste, body creams. I mean, you wonder why am I showing all this? When you take your shower, you know, you could just use any soap. This part of the world, there are a lot of chemicals. This is a chemical-based society. Chemical is everything. I know that even from some other things I do at home. Chemical is everything. Soaps have a lot of chemicals, and you rub them on your skin. You know, people suffer skin damage, as in cancers and all that. But we use cedar soap. It's pure black soap. It's not just any body wash. You know, and then our deodorants are also what they call aluminum-free. I used to use one that had aluminum. I mean, very nice, good fragrance. You buy it in a pack of five, very cheap. But there's aluminum. Aluminum is a metal. You don't want it to go into, it seeps into the body. And it becomes heavy metal in your bloodstream. And they lead to, you know, when certain metals are not supposed to be in your body and they're there circulating and years of accumulation, they lead to problems later on. A lot of deodorants, particularly the roll-on and stuff like that, come with what they call aluminum. So it's a kind of a compound. You want to avoid them. You must check and see that you are used to looking at labels and telling you there's no aluminum. And I get those ones from Sprout. And all these other two are soaps, the bars. They are olive oil kind of based soap. Even Grace has another one that is made of frankincense and you know, all those things, all those names of those special oils that we read in the Bible. They sell them. Next slide, please. And here is toothpaste. Now, we realize that, they fooled us long in the science world. They tell us that fluoride helps to keep things clean, but fluoride itself is not good. Fluorine is a very harsh chemical. We think we can be brushing with it and be fine, but there's some long-term effect of it. So we changed to non-fluoride good toothpaste, and this one is Vitamar. That Mar is Mar. We know Mar. When Jesus was born, the wise men gave gifts, frankincense, myrrh, and gold. Myrrh is a oil, and it's produced in very few countries in the world. One of them is Eritrea. That's why I was looking for David some time ago. And in Somalia, and few places in the Middle East. Myrrh is a very expensive, as a matter of fact, if you read when the queen was going to visit Solomon, and she came with gifts, you know, ships full of goodies. One of the ingredients, I mean, items there was what? Myrrh. So it's something of high value, something that you're going to present to the wisest king in the world, and myrrh. So it's a very important, and that toothpaste really feels nice. No fluoride, very healthy. That's what we use. And next slide, please. So back to label again. I'm sorry it's not clear, so not that I know everything offhand, but other very good items are aloe vera, you know, this, that. It's a very good product. Next slide, please. Okay, so we also take supplements too, because no matter how well we eat the right things, you know, now we have come to a point where we see that we have made good choices and we have just got kind of things we eat at home. Now, other supplements that we also eat, number one, raw unfiltered honey. We used to buy it before regularly from the stores, but there are honey, there are some people in some north area of Phoenix that make honey, as in they really go to honey hives or produce honey and all that, raw unfiltered, because honey have different levels too. There's still chemical processes in refining some of them, and then you're not really eating honey anymore. It's just sweet, but it's not really honey. So what you want to watch out for in the label of any product honey you're buying, which you can get from Sprout, is raw unfiltered. Once you see raw unfiltered honey, you're buying honey, 100%. Now, we also give liquid vitamin D, which children need, and we also give them fish oil. That is Alaskan fish oil, very good. That is so good that I even buy and send home to relatives. And Protandim, Akupen introduced us to that. So we buy them, we use them. And then we also subscribe to Hallelujah Acres and Hallelujah Diet. And we have a book, Hallelujah Diet, that tells a lot more about what I've spoken in the past, as in kind of choices, green choices that we've made. And they have Hallelujah Acres. It was started by Reverend George Malcomus in Orlando, in Florida. He was diagnosed of cancer many years ago. Today he's perfectly healthy and he's about to celebrate his 80th birthday. Perfectly healthy. If you go to their website, hacres.com, you will see him and you will learn more about their product. One very important thing about their product is the Barley Max. Barley Max is made from the young plants or shoots, not the leaf of barley, and properly pulverized and dried and put in a big plastic, you mix with water and drink. Very nutritious. They give those special enzymes, you know, and there are many other products you can check from their website. Do I have any next slide? I think that's the end. So thank you very much. Thanks for your attention. And I believe we all understood and learned something, and you can ask for any other question. Thank you, sir.
Praise the Lord. Let's go ahead and ask together for Brother Folafo Koshanda. Okay, come on, we can clap better than that.
Praise God.